You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com Podcast Network.
Hello, hello, Miami Dolphin fans, and welcome to the Same Old Dolphin Show, sponsored by BetUS, part of the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network. I'm Josh Katzker. With me today and every day is my brother from the exact same mother, Aaron the Brain. Aaron, say hello to the people.
Hello to the people.
How is it going, Mr. the Brain?
It's going pretty good. This week is flying by. I mean, we're now 2-3 days away from week two Dolphins football. So I'm pretty stoked about that. I could go without having to drive an hour to work, as I've had to go commute to the office the last 2 weeks, as opposed to working from home. I'm really gotten used to working from home, and now that I'm not working from home, it's like, I don't know how long I can do this. Like, I have to be working from home. Like, that's where it's at.
You've been spoiled, man. You have absolutely been spoiled by the ability to work from home for a little while, and now suddenly things are turning around. You got to go back to the office, at least momentarily, and it's like, what a drag. You're just like everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, the one good thing, I'm sure I'm not the only one, and like, obviously, like, COVID sucks, but like, do you ever look back fondly at like the lockdown? Just like, what a crazy time when you could just like, there was literally nothing to do. You know what it was like? It was like being like a 14-year-old on summer vacation.
Well, maybe for you.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you had other challenges.
I had two kids in the house. Kids on the house. My company never shut down. I kept working from home. It was, maybe for somebody that was had been making their living, doing live things in live restaurants and things like that. Like, that was kind of what I was doing. It slowed you down a little bit, yeah. But it wasn't quite like that for everybody. But anyway, you know what is something that is for everybody? At least everybody listening to this show? The Miami Dolphins. Because the Miami Dolphins whooped up on the LA Chargers, and now, Brain, they are turning their attention to the AFC East, specifically to the disgusting, horrible New England Patriots.
Oh, was that my cue to add on and pile on about how much we hate the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick and, you know, anybody who thinks that McCorkle Jones is even in the same league as Tua Tagovailoa?
I've seen there's dudes on sports talk television in the Boston area legitimately trying to have a take that McCorkle Jones is a more accurate quarterback than Tua Tagovailoa. And I don't know, man. I like to think I'm a fairly objective fan at the end of the day. And I certainly am not looking at this through aqua and orange glasses. At least I don't think so. But how on earth is somebody making that assumption?
You have to remember that anything that you hear on Boston media is just, I mean, it has virtually no credibility if they're talking about anybody else other than their team. especially when they're talking about, especially if they're talking about anybody from Miami, because, you know, I mean, right, the Boston Celtics thought that they, you know, were going to get Damian Lillard. You know, they were, you know, just countless, you know, the city of Boston, their media and their fans, they despise Miami fans.
Yeah, and I can't imagine why. I mean, I don't know why those people hate anybody. All of that town has done for the better part of the last two decades has win. You know? Like that city has had winning sports teams in every league. And like what are those people got to complain about? You know?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they just feel like they're anointed. I feel like because they went through, you know, decades of not just being bad, but like being terrible. I guess from like basically throughout the 90s, they were just a dreadful sports town. And then like outside of the Celtics, like for like from like the 80s on to like 2000, they were dreadful. And so they feel like now that they've like won all of these championships that they are like the kings of, and like no, they've been anointed and nobody else is worthy of having a championship. And so like a city like Miami, where it's like flashy and, you know, the fans show up late and we have this like reputation of being kind of like fair weather fans. You know, they poo-poo on us. They love to poop on our parade. But you know what? The odds that the Miami Dolphins have a parade to poop on this year are a lot higher than the Patriots having a parade to poop on, because there will be no parades in Foxborough this year.
That's right. Mighty Casey has struck out. And you know what? That's great. So that's what we're here to do today, is talk about this Miami Dolphins New England Patriots game, week 2. Dolphins trying to go 1-0 in the division, trying to go 2-0 overall. That is what we're going to talk about on this episode of the Same Old Dolphin Show. But first, a reminder that if you're not doing so already, make sure you are giving us a follow on Twitter. I'm at AmplifiedToRock. At Aaron the Brain is him. At Aaron the Brain is him. He is him. You can also follow the show at Same Old Dolphins. Download, rate, review, and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, anywhere you get your podcast. And subscribe to the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel. Shout out to everybody watching live on the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel and the I Am a Miami Dolphin Fan Facebook page. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel, turn on notifications so you're notified every time we go live on the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel. And oh, by the way, we are going live on the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel this Sunday night, as Mike and I will be together in the room for a watch party this Sunday, live as the Dolphins take on the Patriots. So you can join us right here in the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel. We are going to be giving away some prizes. We're going to be watching live, reacting to the game as it happens. So turn down Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth and listen to me and Mike, because it's going to be a lot more fun as Dolphin fans, I believe. And make sure you're visiting DolphinsTalk.com each and every day. It's your one-stop shop for all things Miami Dolphins. Brain, let's get into it. Dolphins at Patriots. So listen, I think the place to start is looking at the Patriots defense, because the Patriots defense last week, did a pretty good job of slowing down the Philadelphia Eagles, although as we're a quarter into the Thursday night game, maybe it looks like that something is wrong with the offense of the Philadelphia Eagles just altogether. It looks like a mess. Like maybe you can't just lose your offensive coordinator and just keep clicking as though nothing was wrong. But the Patriots defense, I think this is the most interesting thing to me, because the Dolphins played the Patriots in week 1 last year, and it was the only time that we have seen Tua, Tyreek, Jalen Waddle, and the whole Mike McDaniel offense up against the Patriots when it was at full strength. But it was week 1 of last season. The offense was brand new. They were really still just trying to figure some things out. So I don't know that that game was an accurate representation of what this offense truly would become. We have seen in week 1 of this season, like what this offense now looks like. Obviously, at the end of last season, we didn't get to see that offense against Bill Belichick and see how he adjusts to it because he was up against Teddy Bridgewater and Skylar Thompson. So now this is going to be the first time that I think Bill Belichick is going to face a Dolphins team with Tua and Tyreek and Jalen Waddle with an opportunity to truly prepare to slow this team down. And I'm very curious as to what they're going to do defensively. The big news ahead of this, though, Brain, is that the guy charged with shutting down Tyreek Hill for the Patriots, Jonathan Jones, was apparently limited in practice today with a new ankle injury. Is that what it was, Brain?
Yep. It looks like a new ankle injury showed up on the injury report and, was a limited participant. And now we'll see. At this point, you probably guess he's probably going to be a game time decision.
Yeah. So that is already another chip stacked up against the Patriots. So I guess the question is, do you think Bill Belichick is going to have a plan in place for how he can limit this high-powered Dolphins offense? Or is it really going to be a case of the Dolphins can, as long as the Dolphins don't get in their own way, they're going to execute and they're going to be just fine?
Of course he's going to have a plan. Like, Bill Belichick's not going to go out there with no plan. They're going to just, like, throw his hands up. Well, we're screwed. What I tend to think New England's going to do is kind of similar to what Miami did against the Chargers last week. And I think it kind of fits into what their overall game plan is going to be, which is going to be to try to shorten this game by just having the clock milk and try to force the Dolphins to beat them on the ground. Try to force the Dolphins to put together a lot of long drives and, you know, trust that, you know, either at some point they'll have a negative play or a penalty, or that the defense will make a big play, or that Tua will make a mistake. I think that's what they're going to do. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a heavy dose of the Patriots drop in seven, maybe even eight guys in coverage and saying, we dare you to beat us by running the football consistently and by being patient. Because we talked about last week that one of the reasons why the Dolphins struggled to stop the run last week is because Kellen Moore did such a great job of staying patient and saying, like, you know, the Dolphins were baiting him into it. Like, hey, we're inviting you to run the football. And Kellen Moore said, okay, well, then we're going to run the football. So if the Patriots do that to Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins, Mike McDaniel has a penchant. I mean, it's at this point, it's a known tendency that he will err towards the passing game, and he has a tendency to sort of forget about the running game. And will he do that if the Patriots just say, hey, we're going to let you run the football as much as you want, but we're going to take away the deep ball. We're going to take away the big play and make you put together 10 to 15 play drives. If I was Bill Belichick, that's the way that I would go about it, especially if I'm banged up in the secondary.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like they're going to want to try to do a lot of what the Chargers actually did to the Dolphins in last season. That's going to be the kind of way to try to frustrate the Dolphins and force them outside and try to do that sort of thing. I think this is a great test for early in the season for the Dolphins, because one thing that Bill Belichick has shown that he is good at, it is figuring out ways to force other teams out of their comfort zones. And I think that is ultimately going to be what this is all about. And so I think one of the ways that the Dolphins can counter that is perhaps by committing to the run. Now, I know that sounds crazy. You know, people like to think, well, why would they do that? The Dolphins commit to the run? That's not something that they do. But maybe this is an opportunity to do that. Now, they seem to have shown a tendency in that game against the Chargers that when McDaniel is getting creative and doing interesting things, and whether it's end arounds or other things like that, like that's where the Dolphins tend to have most of their success running the ball. Like when it comes to a traditional running game, there's not as much success, and whether that's because of the offensive line or whatever, that has been the case. So I'm curious to see what the Dolphins do in that regard. Brandon, do you expect to see the Dolphins run the ball a little more than they did against the Chargers? I mean, it's hard to say run the ball when you're airing it out for, you know, 15, 20 yards at a time.
I think that Mike McDaniel will come in with a game plan to be balanced. And then I think he's going to let, you know, the game script and what the Patriots are doing defensively, you know, dictate what, you know, what he does going forward. I think Mike McDaniel is a good play caller. The thing is that I can see the Dolphins having some success running the football. But then, you know, getting a good drive going and then getting stuffed on like a first and 10, and then on a second and 10 in against a light box, you know, selling out against the pass and the Patriots, you know, dropping 7 in coverage, throwing like an exotic blitz, getting to Tua, putting the Dolphins in third and long situations. And that's where I think, you know, the Patriots defense, cause this Patriots defense is better than the Chargers defense. That's the thing. Like, yeah, this Dolphins offense, we all saw what they can do, and that's awesome. And it was great that they did it against a team that really stifled them last year. But this Patriots defense is a better defense than the Chargers defense. This Patriots team is one of the, probably a top 10 defense in the league. And I wouldn't say that about the Chargers. I would say the Chargers are probably bottom half of the league in defense. So, I think it's a bigger test. I think it's important. Now, look, I think the Dolphins aren't going to lose sight of what they do best, and that is throw the ball. So I don't think that they're going to just totally say, well, hey, the Patriots are dropping 8 in coverage, we're not going to try to throw the ball. I don't think they're going to do that. But I think that they need to show that they can run the ball successfully. And if the Patriots are going to dare them to keep doing it, that they can show the patience to stick with it and force the Patriots to do something else on defense so that it opens things up for Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. But I also think that, you know, there are creative ways to, you know, even if they drop a bunch of guys in coverage, to get the ball to guys in space in the passing game. And at the end of the day, when you have as much talent as Miami has at wide receiver, there's only so much you can do defensively anyway. So, I mean, it's not like Miami's going to like go out there and run the ball 50 times and throw the ball 10. Like, that's not going to happen. But I think this is a game where Miami is going to need to be balanced.
Yeah, and it seems like Mike McDaniel also has this knack for figuring out ways to make sure his opponent is off balance. You know, whether it's putting guys in motion at the very last minute or, you know, those sorts of things. He's going to be up. Well, we've seen that he comes in with his plan A. Is this going to be the time where Mike McDaniel is forced to go to plan B and figure out something else? I guess that's what we're going to need to observe on Sunday as the Dolphins go to Foxborough, take on the Patriots. But what are they going to do on the other side of the ball? That's what we're going to talk about after we talk about our friends at Caldera Labs. Listen, we've talked about Caldera Labs. We've been talking about them all summer. We're talking about them now, and we're talking about them because they're making your skin look good, gentlemen. They're making you look younger. They're making you look fresher. They're making you look like you care about the way you look, right? You remember the old Men's Warehouse commercials?
Of course.
You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. Yeah. Well, Caldera Labs is going to say, you're going to look younger. I guarantee it. That's what they're going to say. And so you got to use all of their different products to make yourself look younger. Go to Caldera Lab. If you use the promo code Dolphins Talk, you'll save 20%. So, I mean, not only are you going to look younger, you're going to save money too which that's pretty amazing. That's a good combination of things. So go to Caldera Labs, use the promo code DolphinsTalk, get some of their liquid formulations, going to make you look younger, going to keep your face clean, going to keep you looking fresh, looking young, looking sharp, looking like you care, and you're going to impress that special someone, whoever that might be. And they might even turn around and just say, hey, you look younger. I guarantee it. CalderaLabs.com, promo code Dolphins Talk. Save 20% off your order. Brain, what about the other side of the ball? When the Patriots put the ball in the hands of McCorkle Jones, baby, they're going to give the ball to McCorkle Jones, and he is either going to hand it off to Ramondre Stevenson or the shambling corpse of Ezekiel Elliott, or he's going to throw the ball to whatever portion of Devontae Parker could drag himself out onto the field. Maybe he'll throw it to Mike Gesicki. Who knows? In actuality, he'll probably try to throw it to Kendrick Bourne, who is actually a legitimate weapon that the Patriots have. But this, I think the biggest problem that McCorkle Jones is going to face is that his offensive line is in really bad shape. And let me just say this, and this was something that I kind of wanted to say after the game against the Chargers, Brain. So we've made no secret of the fact that we think that Chris Greer saying, well, obviously you guys care more about those positions than we do, or are more worried about those positions than we are. And through 1 week, at least, he was proven to be okay in feeling the way he feels about his offensive line. But if we thought we were worried about our offensive line, the Patriots' offensive line is kind of a disaster right now because of injury, because of just depth problems. I think that is going to be the biggest thing that holds McCorkle Jones back. Brent, is this defensive front going to eat on Sunday or what?
They better. I mean, this is a big advantage. With the injuries that the Patriots have on their offensive line, they could literally be without three starting offensive linemen in this game. So the onus is on the Dolphins defensive front to really control the line of scrimmage, do a much better job than they did last week. And then I think schematically, like, Miami's not going to change what their, you know, philosophy is on defense. They're still learning this Fangio defense, and the way to best execute it. But I think, you know, game plan wise, this is not a situation where you want to dare the other team to run the football because you're trying to take the ball out of a star quarterback's hands. You can like McCorkle Jones, whatever you think about McCorkle Jones. The fact is he's not a star quarterback, and the Patriots don't have the weapons that should really scare you. So I, even though you're going to see light boxes, because that's just kind of that is going to be one staple of this team, I think you're going to see more base defense than you saw in week one. So I do think you're going to see a lot more of, you know, David Long on the field, than you saw in week one. So I think the linebackers may be cheating up to really stop the run, because we know that that's what the Patriots are going to want to do. And so, I think there's going to be a little bit more of an emphasis on stopping the run in this game than there was in the last game. And if the Dolphins defensive line can hold down the fort and do their job, I think you can put the Patriots in some second and third and longs, which is really where this defense is made to excel. And we just didn't get to see very many second and third and longs in the last game. So I'm looking at a bounce back performance from the defense as a whole. And I do think it starts at the defensive line, where because of talent and injuries, Miami should have a major advantage.
Yeah. And Vic Fangio has been giving you all the lip service, saying that the performance against LA, that is not their standard. That is not what they believe in. That is not what they believe that they should look like defensively. So he's saying all the right things. So it's just a matter of how well the Dolphins are going to execute. But yeah, I think it's all set up mean, the Dolphins should feast, but I know that the Patriots are going to do some things offensively to try to minimize the Dolphins' ability to just bring the heat on Mac Jones. He's going to probably be getting rid of the ball quickly. We'll probably see a lot of screen passes, short passes, quick passes. We saw in the in their game in week one that they were trying to feed Ezekiel Elliott, trying to feed Ramondre Stevenson. And I would suspect that that's something that they're going to want to do. I think the Patriots are going to want to try to do a little bit of ball control in this game just to try to keep the ball out of the Dolphins' hands offensively. That might be the best way that they can slow the Dolphins down, is by just holding on to the football and trying to run clock. That might be the way forward for them. So it's really going to be up to that Dolphins defense. I think if the Dolphins can neutralize the Patriots running game and slow it down, not be giving up 5 and 6 yards on first down every time, so that the Patriots do find themselves in second and third and longs, that's going to be where this Dolphins defense can truly feast. And if they can force the Patriots into some quick possessions, that'll allow that offense to get out there and perhaps, you know, have an opportunity to put a big crooked number up there on the scoreboard. That's what I would think is going to be the approach. So that's how I think the Patriots are going to come at it. Brain, any other thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's complementary. Like the way I said, you know, I think on the other side of the ball, the way I think that the Patriots are going to try to make the Dolphins have long, sustained drives and not give up the big play. I think what complements that on the other side is the Patriots trying to milk clock on their own, to try to make this a game where maybe each side has like 6 to 8 possessions. And so it really comes down to like making the most of the possessions that you have, where, you know, a turnover could be the difference of the game. You know, settling for a field goal instead of scoring a touchdown could be the difference of the game. The Patriots are going to want this game to be a close game that is decided late by, you know, execution late in the game. The Dolphins are going to try. I mean, look, at the end of the day, if it comes down to that, the Dolphins showed you last week what they're capable of in a late game situation. They did a great job of being clutch on offense and then shutting the door on defense. So it's not like the Dolphins are going to shy away from that if that happens, or that they're going to crumble under the pressure. But at the same time, it kind of feels like the Dolphins have a decided advantage from a talent perspective. So you'd like to see the Dolphins play with a lead in this game and really try to put this game away and not let the Patriots hang around. Because look, in the NFL, I don't care who you're playing. If it's a close game, it could go any way.
Yeah. And my gut tells me that this could end up being a scrappy, ugly type of affair. It's an AFC East game. You know, it's an AFC East opponent. It's on the road. It's Bill Belichick. My gut tells me that the Dolphins are not going to have as easy a time in this game as I would like to think that they would have. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's going to be a little bit more of a slog than I think. It's very easy to look at this game and go, yeah, it's a Miami blowout. They're going to win it in a walk. It's going to be no problem. But I think in actuality, it's going to be a little bit of a different story. And we'll get into that in just a minute. But Brain, it's now time for our preview game segment of the week. It is time, Brain, for our hashtag one hot take. So if you are watching live on the Dolphins Talk YouTube, or if you're listening after the fact, leave your answer in the comments. We want to hear what you have to say. If you're watching on the I'm a Miami Dolphin Fan Facebook page, put it there as well. What is your hashtag one hot take for Dolphins at Patriots this Sunday night on national TV? Brain, I'll let you go first. What is your hashtag one hot take?
So I think the Patriots are going to, you know, dare Miami to run the ball. And I think Miami's going to do it. In fact, I think the Patriots are going to put such an emphasis on trying to take away Tyreek Hill that Raheem Mostert will have more yards rushing than Tyreek Hill will have yards receiving in this game.
Oh, my. The Tyreek Hill fantasy owners probably don't want to hear that.
But the Raheem Mostert owners are loving it.
That's true. Da, 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 da. They're loving it. That's a good one hot take. I am going to come back. Well, you know what? I'm going to hold off on mine because I want to hear from the people first. So, first off, on YouTube, Josh Ritter says his one hot take, Jaylen Waddle will have the big day with 150 yards and two touchdowns. That actually probably fits into the narrative that you're creating with your Mostert situation. Let's see what the kind of answers we have over on the Twitter machine are. Let's see. We got a whole bunch here. Let's see. Robert, at Twitzy says it will be another close game. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with this. I kind of believe that we're looking at a close game here. But then that's followed by James Burnett, who says game will essentially be over by the start of the fourth quarter. Doesn't get into specifics about who is winning there, so that's interesting. How about Eric Drake says Holland will be Mac's go-to receiver. We'd love to hear that. Excellent. Let's see. After the Patriots are done with us, running it down our throats in a losing effort, our run defense will remain ranked last for the rest of the year. Oh, Steven Michaud is not feeling optimistic about the Dolphins' defense here. Jordan Murray says, one hot take, 8 sacks for our defense. Here we go. This is kind of in line with yours. Ken Dasher says Mostert with over 100 yards and a touchdown. Joseph Conlin says Bradley Chubb finally gets a sack. Javon Holland, this is from Frank Amirati, says Javon Holland will have a pick six in the fourth quarter. Jose Rio says defense erupts for a big game, a few sacks and a couple of turnovers. Martin Contreras says defense coming out party, multiple sacks and turnovers. So a lot of people feeling good about the defense in this one. Matty Dredd gave us 3, so I'll read 1. Tua throws for 326, but only 1 touchdown. We'll have a red zone interception. Don't like that. Eric says Eze gets his first career TD. I wonder if that's a burner account for Eric Azukama. That would be something. Let's see. JM says New England defense will get crushed. Colin Barnes says Alec Ingold will score our first touchdown. Dolphins Talk says Connor Williams won't have a bad snap all of Sunday night, from your lips to God's ears. William Varner says Gesicki will be featured a ton in the passing game. Interesting. And Let's Go Fins says Mostert has a big game against a stingy run defense. Love it. Some good answers from the one hot takers out there. So let's go. Jeremy Morgan saying here in the comments on the I Am a Miami Dolphin Fan Facebook page, Waddle, 2 tutties. We'd love to see it. Love to see a couple of tutties there. All right. So I guess now it's time for my one hot take, and I'm going to stick with the one that I had last week. I'm going to stick with it until it comes true. Eric Azukama gets a rushing touchdown in this game for your Miami Dolphins. Let's go. Let's go. Eze, baby. Put it in the end zone. Let's go, my dude. All right. Brain, here we go. Prediction time. Who you got? Dolphins at Patriots. Are we going 2-0?
I think this game gets off to a little bit of a sluggish start. I think both defenses come out ready. It takes the offenses a little time to adjust. I think this is a very close game for at least a half, and maybe into the fourth quarter. But at a certain point in this game, I think that Miami is going to do enough defensively, string enough stops together. And there's just, I think even against a good defense, I think Miami will find ways to kind of get a few big chunk plays. They'll sustain a couple of drives, and I think they will start to pull away a little bit. And Miami ends up winning this game. Maybe the Patriots make it closer than what it really is with a late game touchdown. But Miami hangs on and wins 23-17.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. So you ended up, pretty close to where I think this game is going to end up. I think it's going to be ugly. I think it's going to feature missed field goals. I think it's going to, feature some turnovers. It's an AFC East battle on the road. And I just, as much as I would love to say that the Dolphins are going to go in there and light up the Patriots in Foxborough, and as much as I would love to see it, as happy as it would make me, I don't think I can predict that that's what's going to happen. I think this is going to be a knockdown, drag out kind of fight between these two teams. I think we'll get some big splashy moments and it will be very exciting. But I think largely it's going to be a battle, and I think it's going to be closer than we expect. And I'm going to say the Dolphins are ultimately going to pull it out, and they're going to come from behind again to do it. Dolphins win this one 24-19.
So we both have them covering.
Yeah.
Three point spread
on this game?
I think we're 3-point favorites.
Oh, okay.
On the road.
Pretty good. I just want them to, like, I'm going to do a swear. So if you're listening to this with your kids, you know, or anybody who has sensitive ears, just plug your ears just for a minute. I just want them to make Mac Jones look like a bigger asshole than he already is, you know? Like, just embarrass this schmuck. You know what I mean? Like, well, I want them to just make it so that anybody who had, like, this idiot in the Boston sports media who is talking about Mac Jones is a more accurate quarterback than Tua. I just want them to make these idiots just look like assholes. Okay, that's what I want. That's just embarrass these people. You know, that's all. That's, you know, you don't even have to blow them out of the water to do that. You could, and it would be great, and I would love that. I mean, I'd be over the moon. That'd be great. Sunday night, as we're doing the watch party, me and Mike just watching the Dolphins just cruise to victory, embarrassing Mac Jones in the process. That would be delightful. But I don't know that that's what's going to happen. I just want him to make that. I want to get another memeable moment out of Mac Jones because of what the Dolphins have done to him. That's what I want.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You know, the people that are talking. But again, with the Boston media guys, like, Mac Jones could go out there and go like and throw like 3 for 20, and they'll make excuses and they'll say, oh, well, it was because of the offensive line being injured and not enough weapons on offense. And, you know, if you gave Mac Jones Tua's weapons, then he would, like, you're not going to win that. They're not going to be embarrassed about their take, because, like, if they were able to be embarrassed, they would already be embarrassed for having such an awful take. Like, we have enough evidence right now to know that that's an awful take. So they're not going to be embarrassed. I would like to embarrass Bill Belichick. I would like to see Bill Belichick just looking absolutely dejected. That would make my day. And granted, you know, any Dolphins win is probably going to do that, but if we could really just pour it on, that would be beautiful. I think there's going to be opportunities in this game to where the Dolphins could blow them out. It would not surprise me if the Dolphins pulled away and ended up with a big win in this one, but I do think that the Patriots are still a solid football team. I don't think that they're a good football team. I don't think that they're a playoff team, but I don't think they're going to be a team that just folds. I think they're going to be a tough team to beat every single week. And so I fully expect, especially on a Sunday night game at home, that they're going to be ready to play and it's going to be a battle.
Can we address this comment from Jeremy Morgan on Facebook?
It's interesting. Now,
for those listening in audio format, we're going on with our bagel analogy that we came up with earlier this season. He says, Mac Jones is a plain bagel with Nutella. Now, I need to get your analysis of this, Brain. I think this is very important. This is why people listen to the same old Dolphin show, because, and maybe this is the thing that we're going to do throughout the season, is every quarterback we go up against, we're going to compare them to some sort of bagel. So Jeremy Morgan says, Mac Jones is a plain bagel with Nutella. Well, I need your take on this.
Well, the first thing that we have to discuss here is, what do we think of a plain bagel with Nutella? Because, frankly, you can put Nutella on anything, and I'm eating it up. Like, Nutella is an elite condiment. It's an elite spread. That said, I think that Mac Jones is... I think Mac Jones is like... There's a ceiling there that's relatively low, but there's also a high floor. So I think he's like a toasted sesame bagel with plain cream cheese. Like, he's, you know, pretty consistent, solid bagel. Not gonna wow anybody, but at the same time, like, you know, on any given Sunday, I'm okay with a sesame bagel toasted with plain cream cheese.
I'm going to take your analogy, and I think I'm going to, maybe this is going to make it a little more accurate. He's a plain bagel or a sesame bagel with cream cheese, but the bagel has been sitting there with cream cheese on it for like 4 hours. It's been toasted. It's got cream cheese on. You're looking at it. You can look at it and go, this has potential. But then in actuality, it's just a stale bagel with cream cheese on it.
Oh, man.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at. With Mac Jones in terms of a bagel. Good. That's good. So we invite everybody to leave it in the comments. What is your thoughts? Turn Mac Jones into a bagel. McCorkle Jones. What is the McCorkle Jones bagel? We need to know what it is. Put it in the comments. Tweet at us at Same Old Dolphins, at Amplify to Rock, at Aaron the Brain. Let us know what kind of bagel you think Mac Jones is. Aaron says he's just a toasted sesame bagel with plain cream cheese. I say he's a toasted sesame bagel with plain cream cheese that's been sitting out for 3 or 4 hours. So there it is. I think that's as good a place as any to wrap it up for this preview show. Brain, I think everybody is confident that they're ready to go into this game on Sunday night, knowing that Mac Jones is a crusty, stale sesame seed bagel with plain cream cheese. So that's fantastic. Any parting words for the people before we get out of here, Bryn?
Hope that this, I think the most important thing, obviously you want to come away with a win. But I think the biggest test, for Miami in this game is let's see the defense really make a marked improvement off of last week. And I think, if we see that, we're going to feel really good about things going forward. If we don't see the defense make a really marked improvement, then even if the Dolphins win this game, I think there's a potential to come out of this even more concerned than we were going in. Because if you can't really flex your defensive muscle against this Patriots offense, you know, what's that going to mean when you go up against, you know, the better offenses in the league? Are we going to give up 34 points every time we play a really good offense? So I want to see the defense really make that improvement. Other than that, you know, be nice to see us run the ball.
Yeah. Would love to see that. Would absolutely love to see it. And reminder to everybody out there that you can watch this Sunday's game along with me and Mike Oliva of Dolphins Talk live here on the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel and the I Am a Miami Dolphin Fan Facebook page. We'll be doing a live watch along. We won't be showing the game. We won't be doing play by play, so to speak, but we will be reacting to the game as it happens. So certainly hope that you will join us for that as we watch the game together. There's going to be giveaways, there's going to be prizes, and the only way that you can win those prizes is to be live with us in the chat. So come join us, watch the game with us. We're going to have a good time on Sunday night. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Amplified to Rock, at Aaron the Brain, at Same Old Dolphins. Download, rate, review, and subscribe to the Same Old Dolphin Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, everywhere you get your podcast. We appreciate you joining in with us over there. And visit DolphinsTalk.com each and every day. Subscribe to the channel. Leave us comments. Let us know what you think about the game. Where do you think the Dolphins need to do to win? How do you stop the Patriots? What kind of bagel is Mac Jones? We want to know all of the important information. Leave it for us in the comments on the I'm a Miami Dolphin Fan Facebook page, on the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel. Smash that like button. Hit the thumbs up. We appreciate it very much. And that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Same Old Dolphins Show. So until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. And as always, go Dolphins!
Really looking forward to seeing Bill Belichick's grumpy punim on the sideline after taking another L.